Good morning, Sunday School. This is today is called Ganach, Green Sunday. That's why I'm wearing this green shurchar, because I was going to wear blue today. Deacon said it's Green Sunday, so I put the green on, and I had yellow and blue, so it's more like Technicolor Sunday today, and this red ended up at the end. So today we're supposed to have green all over. It's called Green Sunday. It's a newness that comes after Easter. And when you see these vestments, maybe one of you can think about how we should really, for our church, have all different colors vestments. Unfortunately, we don't have people who are sewing these fast enough. Green Sunday, today's message comes to us from the gospel that the deacon just read a few minutes ago. In it, Jesus says, you have to be born again. You have to be born from above to enter the kingdom of heaven. Now today, before we talk about that, our Sunday school, I want to just say how we're all very shaken up because one of our teachers, Miss Elo, she had a bad car accident this week. She's in the hospital. She has a lot of stitches. And I'm going to ask the teachers today, make sure that just write a small little get well card. And I will take it to the hospital today. You know, in the church, when I come by and I ask you to kiss the cross, do you know what Dead Hyde said? Do you remember what, can you remember what he says when Dead Hyde kisses, when he asks you to kiss the cross? You say, Dead Hyde says, you're saying, remember me, Dead Hyde, in your prayers. And Dead Hyde says, you shall be remembered in my prayers. And everyone who is sick during the week or need a prayer, I make a list. And every time during the Badarak, I remember all of those people throughout the week that have asked for special prayers. And especially today, Miss Elo, one of our very, very dear Sunday school teachers, needs our prayers. And I'm going to ask all of you, if you can, make sure you get me a small little get well card you can make in your class and have everybody just sign it. I'll take it to the hospital and I know she'll feel very, very happy to receive that from all of you. Today's gospel that we read, it says, Jesus says, you must be born again. Now the way this happened, there was this man named Nicodemus. He was a ruler of the Jews. He was a member of the Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin was a member of 70 people who were inside this Jewish court. And he came up to Jesus at night and he says, I know that you are come from God because no one can do the things that you do unless God is with him. Now, so right off the bat, Nicodemus acknowledges that Jesus is not an ordinary person, but is somebody who has come from God. And Jesus turns to him and says, Nicodemus, I tell you, in fact, he says, truly, truly, whenever Jesus says truly, truly, it means that here's something really special going to come out now. He says, unless one is born anew or from above, he cannot see the kingdom of God. In Armenian, verestin, from above or again, new. And this loosely translates in today's vernacular as born again. And unfortunately, people say that there are Christians and born-again Christians, which is not what Jesus says. You are either born again or you are not. You are either a Christian or you are not. There is no such thing as Christians and born-again Christians. If you are a Christian, you are born again. If you are born again, you cannot be non-born again. This whole idea of two sets of disciples of Jesus is foreign to the Bible. There is one Christian and one member of Jesus' family. And the way that he invites us to that family is through being born again, this born again experience, which we in the church do according what the Bible says. Because Nicodemus said, how can a man be born again when he is old? Jesus says, Nicodemus, this old man, he says, I'm old. How can I be born again? Can I get into my mother's tummy one more time? And we've talked about this. What's the tummy of the church? The baptism font, right? The baptism, I don't want to use the font word, but it's font. You all understand that's that little basin in there, basin. Font today means something else in computer language. So people think, oh, baptism font, that must be some kind of a different lettering. No, the font is the baptism basin. And Jesus says, you must be born again. That's the mother of us all. We're born from the baptistry. But in our church, we also do the second part. Jesus says you must be born of water and the Spirit. And the Spirit is the descent of the Holy Spirit, which we use the holy muron, the chrism. Now, does this mean that automatically, whatever happens to anybody, this is something that you're part of the kingdom of heaven? Absolutely, because Jesus says the kingdom of God is not entered through your moral achievements, but because God has already picked you. And it's a transformation by the work of God. And so this transformation takes place when we are born again. Does this mean that by being born again, we can do whatever we want? We don't have to believe in God, nothing else. As long as we're baptized, we're going to heaven? Of course not. Nowhere in there does it say that. But this is the road to the kingdom. Ezekiel says, I will sprinkle clean water upon you, and you shall be clean from all of your uncleanliness. St. Paul says, He saved us, God saved us, not because of deeds done by us in righteousness, but in virtue of His own mercy, by the washing of regeneration and renewal in the Holy Spirit. So in other words, this whole process of baptism is a very important one. In fact, so important that Jesus Christ Himself was baptized. And finally, when all this chrism, when the oil, the baptism of water and the Spirit has taken place in our Armenian church, what does that mean to us today? Well, think about it this way. We all have problems, difficulties that we deal with day in and day out. Sometimes life is very overwhelming. Let's go back to the computers. We talked about the fonts. Let's talk about some of us who are not as experienced as all of you. I know you guys never run into this problem, but if you open up a lot of programs, it says insufficient memory. We cannot do this application. There's not enough memory. In other words, we in our lives too, we have so many things that we do that we are insufficient with our resources. How are we going to get to our kids, to our grandkids, to our families, to our mortgages, to our payments, to our cars, to our work and everything like that? And sometimes we're ready to blow up and we say, not enough memory, not enough resources to do these things. And this is where the power of the Holy Spirit has to come upon each and every one of us. That's the invitation to be born anew, born again. Because every single day you have an opportunity to be born again, to put aside those difficulties and to be renewed in Christ. And one of the experiences that I'll tell you about was about 6-7 years ago, a very close friend of ours was diagnosed with a severe brain tumor. Her name was Leslie. And this girl had a daughter, and we didn't think that there was any hope for her. And the one thing that she wanted was communion. And when I took communion to her in the hospital room, she said that she was transformed. That communion was a brand new experience for her. All those years that she had taken it in Sunday school, taken it with her family, it didn't mean the same thing as when I took it, because now there was a new meaning to it. She felt that communion as the body and blood of Christ coming into her soul, coming into her body, and fighting every cell that does not belong in there, every cancerous cell. Now that was a born-again experience. That was an experience that, even though we may not accept it, was very legitimate for her. She believed it. And you know what? Just Easter time, she wrote to us with her family, and she's had her third child, and there's no cancer, there's no brain tumor, there's nothing like that. The power of God working. Now, for us to sit back and say, well, that was a medical marvel, no. The thing is that when God touches somebody, when God comes and talks to you, when God makes you born again, that is nobody else's business. Nobody else can tell you that that is true or not true. God works with each of us in a very unique way, and that's the invitation that is to us today, to be born again, to be renewed. It is not a one-time experience. It is something that continues throughout our lives, and we are renewed in this person of Christ, renewed with the faith that we have in Christ Jesus. Yes, baptism is the door, but beyond that door, it is the renewal. That's why we emphasize those three things: to read your Bibles, to pray, and to take Holy Communion. These three things, sort of in a formula, working together, make our lives being born again with Christ all the time. May God bless you, and I'll see you after church today. Okay?